Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Leave it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just all I'm
everyone. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm Minister Charlene, and welcome to the third quarter of the year. Hallelujah. You know, I started thinking about the quarters of the year like, you know, a game of football. Well, we have January, February, March. Amen. That's the first part. And then we have the next 3 months, the next 3 months, and the next 3 months. Amen. So we're now, my God, in an awesome time where God is definitely speaking to his people. And I'm just speechless and excited to bring what he's put in my spirit today, and he's been confirming it before now. And the message tonight is stand. Amen. So first of all, I want to give God the praise, and we're going to go into prayer right now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I ask God that you would, my God, clear my throat, clear my voice, and heal me, God, that I may be able to bring this message out as clear as possible, God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would breathe on the message. God, I pray right now, God, that all who are tuned in, whether online or on the internet, God, that their hearts are open for you to pour in, even if it's needed, new wine, my God, into new bottles, oh God. Lord God, that you are preparing us, God, for this season, this shift, this next level. God, there's so much that is in my spirit to share, but I pray that, God, you will allow it to come forth the way you want it to. Let it make sense. Let it be on track. My God, I pray for the hearts that's going to hear it, God. I pray that you will begin to manifest what you've already decreed and declared in our atmosphere, God. Hallelujah, that the next level has begun. And God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. And I want to, you know what I'm going to do. Yes, give a shout out to Pastor E. Hamilton for his selflessness to have these programs on his blog radio station and just so many things that he's doing for the kingdom of God. I thank God to be a part of a soul winner, a person that is truly shown by his works, not just by his talk, that he is seeking the face of God to do the will of God. Amen. So I pray that as your heart's desire as well as it is mine, that is not to be seen or to be heard, quote unquote, but to really give God the glory. Hallelujah. That he is exalted in everything that we say and that we do. Amen. Before I go into the message, there were some things that God began to deal with me coming out of June. And one of the things he had been dealing with me, and I posted on my page, is that I've been hearing the sound as like on a frequency, like God tuning my ears. And I don't know if any of you out there have actually ever experienced that before. When I first experienced it, I started like, you know how you kind of shake your eardrum or, you know, try to figure out like, what is that, you know? But the more as it began to happen, more I started realizing that that's how God has been dealing with me, that he is tuning my hearing to hear and prayerfully be able to grasp what it is he's putting in my spirit for my life and to share whatever he has put in my spirit for whoever he knows it that is needed for their lives. Amen. So when I began to hear the pitch of the tune that was getting in my ears, it was getting high, and then it stayed at that pitch, and then it was a long pitch. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, and as we have entered into this third quarter of the year, I began to seek the Lord and ask him, what is on your heart for me to speak about? And I began to think about what is it that God has been, saying in the past, but there's a spin on it in our present and in our future. And one thought came to my mind that I was proclaiming. I began to think about, you know, you can say something in your heart and you're praying to God in the quietness of your heart. You're not saying it out loud, or you can speak in tongues as you're praying in the spirit. But it was a conviction in my spirit to begin to decree and to declare out loud in the privacy of my own home. Amen. But as the Lord led me, and I began to decree and declare that nothing but good is coming my way from the north, south, east, and west. Why was it in my heart to decree and declare it? Because I began to think about the word of God when he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. There are thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. So that's why I began to decree and declare that nothing but good is coming my way, because it is the heart of God for my life. It is the heart of God for your life. Now, we live in a world where we know, because we were born in sin, that we have fallen short of God's glory, and that free will, is, as you can see, is running rapid. And the idea of the world, their quote-unquote motive, what we're finding out now is they're pushing pride. They're pushing the gay agenda. This is not a message tonight to judge anybody, but one of the sisters in the church began to talk about these things, and it hit my spirit that, you know, we're not supposed to, quote unquote, judge the world, but God teaches us to judge, good from evil, to know the difference between what is of him and what is of the world, to know the difference, to be able to discern it. And I said, well, you know, the world is doing what it wants to do. God has called us out of darkness, and he's told us to come out of the world, out of his mindset, out of living the way, my God, if we could be honest, the way we lived when we were, my God, apart from Christ, not living for Christ, and living according to the, my God, way of the world. Hallelujah. I pray that you're praying with me tonight, because it is my intention to not run through what is on my spirit to speak tonight, but to speak and let it make sense and that it's clear. The world hates, quote unquote, Christians. It hates to hear the word of God. It hates to hear the word repent. But we already know what God says about repentance, what the word is speaking about repentance. The idea from heaven when Jesus came was to preach repentance, that we turn from our own will and our own way of living that is contrary to the way of God and turn to God, to be reconciled to God. So that's the hope of the gospel, of the message of Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins so that we could be reconciled, so that our sins could be forgiven, and so that we could be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father in relationship with him. That being said, I began to decree and declare, and so unknowingly about the effects of what would happen when I began to decree and declare, there were some insulted attacks, verbal attacks and insults that began to come my way. Now, I didn't catch it in the beginning because I thought, Lord, where is this coming from? But when you begin to decree and declare the heart, mind, and will of God, there is one adversary who is intending to oppose, that, at least he thinks he can, oppose and stop God's will from manifesting in our lives. You can stop God's will from manifesting in your life. I could if I do not yield to the will of God for my life. So we're not speaking and decreeing and declaring because, see, what I found out was you can decree and declare anything you want to, but if it's not God's will, it's not going to come to pass for our lives. But the idea is that God has sent a prayer to Jesus Christ when the disciples asked him, how should we pray? And we know the prayer, our Father which art in heaven, but it's hallowed be thy name, his name, that his will be done, that his kingdom come. That being said, I began to decree and declare, and I had put on my page to proclaim, proclaim, proclaim the word of God, God's mind, God's spirit, God's heart, God's purposes, plans, goals, agendas, and motives, God's intentions, desires, reasoning, and counseling, God's wisdom and knowledge and mighty ability to do miracles. See, when you decree and declare what is the heart and mind of God, it shall come to pass according to his will, according to his heart desire. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praying for me. So what I found out with the attacks was, ironically, one happened and then another one, not even shortly. You would think, well, if you're going through something, you'll be going through it and God have mercy till it ends. But the enemy, it wasn't too soon after I began to decree and declare this fact that nothing but good is coming my way from the north, south, east, and west, even above and around me, because I just began to think and ponder on that scripture that God's thoughts for me are for good and that his thoughts are not for evil. So the fact that these two came to me in a way that was offensive, it was intended, it was combative, my inner being felt like, well, not necessarily offended at the beginning, it was like I was shocked, because I was like, wow, Lord, you know, what's going on with this situation? I don't even know what I did. Did I do something? I didn't do anything. That was the ironic part about it. But in my inner being, I felt like, you know, in the past, I used to feel offensive and have a snapback and a clapback. Oh, my God, from glory. But I wasn't necessarily hurt, wounded hurt when they came against me like they did. But my spirit was shocked. And so I was trying to, deal with it and try to figure out, like, okay, Lord, what do I do with this? Because I don't want to react and respond and really, you know, let them know what I think about how disrespectful they were when they talked to me the way they talked to me. I just began to ponder that. And not soon after the second offense, right while they were talking to me, another person came to me and greeted me. And when they greeted me, they extended their hand and they said, praise the Lord. It was so peaceful. It was so unassuming. It was so gentle. It was so kind. And I began to ponder about that before June, the month of June ended. And not too short after that, I began to hear this frequency going on in my hearing. And I began to pray about it to God. And I said, Lord, I don't understand. And as you know, many of you may know, today there was an earthquake, and in my city we felt a shaking and a rumbling and a moving. And I was like, oh, my God. And I thought, oh, you know, because I was like, I got to get out of this building because, you know, I can't have nothing falling on me, you know, and I'm thinking, trying to think quick. And then I was like, well, wait a minute, I got to come back in the house and put my shoes on. And it stopped. And I said, oh, my God, now, you know, and I thought when I seen the blinds moving, I said, well, I closed the blinds, so they shouldn't be moving because I don't think that's the wind. But once I caught, you know, the idea that we were having an earthquake, I was like, oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. But I'm saying a lot, and I'm trying to really, I pray y'all are catching what I'm saying, that the enemy was sending an attack to shake me, to throw me. But little did I know, in decreeing and declaring the heart of God, that God was about to bring a promotion. God was about to bring a blessing. God was about to bring, my God, put me in a new environment, a new place I've never seen or been or have done before. Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I realize now what that was. And when I began to talk on the page, I began to talk about a new anointing and a new level and a promotion. And the humble thing about it is you don't know what the new level is. You don't know what, you know, God is putting a new anointing upon us. You don't know what God is intending to do with that new anointing. Are you praying with me on today? And the promotion is easy to say because of jobs and careers and education. We see that we're going from one, you know, level to another, one department to another. And it's just a better, you got better pay, you got, you know what I'm saying, a nicer office and on. And we realize that there's new training and new things we're going to have to learn to, you know, comprehend in the new place. Oh, my God. But how many of you can say that you know that God is testing you? Because if you've been going ring around the rosies or feeling like a hamster on a wheel and you feel like you're getting tired and wore out, you don't know what's going on. You may feel like you have plateaued out or that you have reached a maximum for where you are right now in your walk with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so basically, the idea of speaking it out. Now, I didn't really know what was going to happen ahead. The third person that approached me asked me to preach for a specific mission night. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't asking for it. I was shocked when they asked me, and I was like, ugh, you know. But I said, well, God, well, what will you have me speak about? Come to find out, it was another guest that was invited to be there, and so I didn't necessarily get to at that time. And I was like, okay, you know, because I really want to be ready. Whatever God has for us, you know, you really want to consciously, you want to be ready because at least you know that your heart is at a ready stance. Because anybody can say, I'm so sick and tired of where I'm at, and I want more of you. Okay, well, now here we go. Uh-huh. Because tonight's message is stand. Hallelujah. January, February, and March were the first quarter. April, May, and June was the second quarter. July is the beginning of the third quarter that will continue for July, August, and September. And this is going to make sense, is what I'm praying. Now, before I go into this, I want you to ask yourself these four questions, or at least these four, three questions, and the fourth is a statement to think about. Number one, how can you know you're standing? Number two, what should you do while you're standing? Number three, how does it feel to stand alone? Oh, my God, from glory. Number four, do you know the difference between sitting, walking, running, and standing? Hallelujah. I wanted to talk about the testing. What was going on was my character was on trial. I think it was something with that because I didn't respond, even though I can reflect and remember when someone just up in your face. I mean, you got three feet to kind of talk to someone, but when you just kind of closer than that, you're like, okay, like, excuse me, Is there something that's, or how is your day? You know, what's going on? How are you doing today? But nevertheless, it happened. And then, you know, when you try, God, the word of God tells us that God, he tries the heart and reigns. He knows what gets us, and he knows how to deliver us, and he knows what to work on to make sure to see how sturdy we really are or are not. Are you praying with me? Some things within our character and our personality and attitude, the Bible says Jesus told the disciples when they were asking how come they couldn't cast out, the spirit. He said, these kind don't come forth or out but by prayer and fasting. So if you could be honest with yourselves on tonight, if we were all sitting in front of a mirror and individually, could we look at ourselves and say, God, I know you're talking to me. Because some things in us will not come out except by prayer and by fasting. Hallelujah. But God has already decreed and declared that we're going to the next level. He has already, decided and concluded that when you pass the test, that promotion is going to manifest. Oh, my God, from glory. But the kicker in all of that is, are you really ready to go higher? You would say, well, I don't think I got it. I think all I got is what I've experienced, and that's really all I got. But God says, the next level, which means that when God has concluded that you have passed the test, the promotion will manifest. So that lets me know that even though these shenanigans happened to me, I didn't respond. I didn't go to the pastor. I didn't go do the things I probably would have done just to, they're picking on me, blah, da, 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 da. But I went to God in prayer, and I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, God, help me in this situation. Because, you feel like I'm 3x7. I can say what I want to say, right? Well, no, because, see, you have to use wisdom because, you can say something and God have mercy. It could domino to something else. And you'd be like, wow, I wish I would have kept my mouth shut. Are you really praying with me on tonight? But the encouraging thing is we missed it. We had the first quarter, some things we had some victory in. Some things we've missed. And we can say the same for last quarter. But how many of you know that the promotion has occurred this season for this third quarter of the year? And that being said, we're going to travel to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. If you have your Bible with you, let's crack it on open and read what God wants to reveal in it to us. Amen? It says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to this temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 2, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Are you praying with me on tonight to stand, my God, in this new level, in this new promotion? We must be purified, my God, by God's fire. Hallelujah. And whichever way he wants to purify us in this quarter, tell your neighbors, let him have his way. Oh, my bad. Look in that mirror at yourself and say, God, have your way. And if you're a female, in her. If you're a male, in him. And you're pointing at yourself, my God. We're going to go ahead and travel and leap over to Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 22 through 30. That's Matthew chapter 12. Verses 22 through 30. And it says, then was brought unto him, to Jesus, one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Talking about Jesus, questioning. Verse 24, but when the Pharisees heard it, They said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or a house divided against itself shall not stand. Verse 26. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Verse 30, he that is not with me is against me. He that gathers not with me scattereth abroad. Oh, yes, there's a lot of substance in these scriptures. Let's go back to, my God, verse 22. When he was, my God, Jesus had the ability because he saw one was brought to him that was possessed with the devil, and Jesus, hallelujah, healed him so that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. In this new level, in this new season, wherever we're dumb, wherever we're blind, God, through Jesus, has the power through his word to, my God, open our eyes, my God, so that we can see, and open our mouths so that we can speak. What are we going to be looking at in this season? What are we going to be speaking about in this season? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we have to be careful who we're talking to and what we're saying and who we're what we're looking at, my God, and what we're perceiving and understanding. Hallelujah. Verse 23, and all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? Yeah, you will be questioned in this season. Hakabasha. They may not come to you literally, but they're going to be looking at you quizzically, wondering, what are you doing? Because God is, my God, elevated you and put you into a new level. He has promoted you. He has promoted us, and he has decided that, you know what, that last test, it's over now. That's over now, because he knew when you're going ring around the roses and you're overwhelmed and you're overcome and you're frustrated. Come on, somebody, are you praying with me? Hallelujah. God knew what he's doing because, you know, you'll hear me say certain scriptures repetitively, occasionally, because that's what God, that's on the menu. Hallelujah. It's what's on God's heart for us to be reminded of. I began to think about, you know, if someone is feeling stuck, bewildered, upset, irked, bothered, confused, confounded, disappointed, aggravated, agitated, frustrated, God have mercy, overwhelmed, or discombobulated. I was putting on a post tonight that this message is for you. I can actually say when these attacks came to me, I felt in one way or another some of those ways right there because I didn't know what was going on. But God concluded that I passed that test because the third person and all these things happened in the same day. I think less than an hour, all these shenanigans, the two shenanigans occurred. But God sent a blessing. And the blessing, just to know, even though I didn't get to preach that night because there was a guest there, it was just saying the heart of God was, I'm going to, my God, shift you. I'm going to put you in a place. I'm going to have you do something that you've never seen, that you've never done, in that capacity, in that way. And it's humbling because we don't know what's on God's heart for this new level. We can assume it by thinking, well, thank you, Jesus, that last quarter is over. Amen. But we've been hearing, my God, declarations of prophetic, my God, declarations of what God is going to do in the month of July. But we can't, my God, not be aware of the fact that there's some things we've been dumb in. Come on, somebody. Some things we've been blind and unable to see and perceive. How many of you know, even though you're going to the next level, even though God has promoted you, you've got to be able to see. Come on, somebody. You've got to be able to know that the past is over, and no matter what anybody thinks about you, or you even think of yourself, looking in the mirror at yourself, that God has already concluded that you passed the test. So long as you know within, God has granted you permission to excel. That's a peace right there. That's a praise break right there, because that means that you're going to make an impact, my God, from glory, in this new level like you've never had before, for his glory. And he has decided that you are equipped enough, oh, my God, from glory, to be able, not, my God, not only to be in that next level in promotion, but to walk in it and live in it, and, oh, my God, be able to enjoy some of the benefits and the blessings, oh, my God, of the promotion. Come on, somebody. How many of you know when you are promoted on your job, you get benefits, you get, my God, you get quirks and perks and, my God, blessings and surprise bonuses. Come on, somebody. Verse 24 says, but when the Pharisees heard it, hallelujah, when they heard about Jesus casting out the my God, healing the blind man, my God, that was dumb, it couldn't speak, that when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub. The gall and the nerve, right? Because they were religious. They were those that supposedly knew the word of God, but didn't realize that the word of God was manifesting right before their eyes and before their ears. They were spiritually blind and not aware to know, yet they looked like the one promoted. Come on, somebody, because they were all dressed up and carrying on, but had no clue that the manifested, my God, will of God was to set that man free from being blind and dumb. Are you praying with me? Hallelujah. And how many of you know Beelzebub is not concerned about you being able to see or being able to speak? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or to be heard. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 25 says, and Jesus knew their thoughts. Now, this is how awesome God is. Even though the word was written, the manifested presence of God in the flesh was right there before them. How many of you know that God, nobody else can know your thoughts but God? Come on, somebody. And Jesus said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. It brought about God's correction of their ignorance of what they were saying, that he casted out the devil by Beelzebub. And he began to say that every city or house divided against itself cannot stand. In this new season and in this new level of promotion, you can't be divided, my God, against your own self and deny that God is already excited to promote you out from wherever where you once were. The enemy wants you to be stagnant. He wants you to be stifled. He wants to sift you as wheat. He wants your fire to be burnt out, and then you're just cast out, my God, under the foot of men. Hallelujah. And Jesus even put a spin on it, and he said in verse 26, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? He's a devil, but he has satanic principalities and demons in different ranks of devils that do devilment all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we know that God's kingdom, my God, has come, my God, to expel the darkness. How many of you know that if it wasn't for Jesus, we would all be in darkness and we wouldn't even be able to see our hands in front of our faces, nor the mirror standing in front of us? Come on, somebody. And so we're going to shift, and we're going to go ahead, hallelujah, to Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus said, hallelujah, he that is not with me is against me. He that gathers not with me scatters abroad. If you're going to walk with Jesus Christ in this new level and new season, we have to, be careful and be mindful that we are with him, hallelujah, and not against him, hallelujah. Not working to scatter, my God, the sheep, not working to scatter things abroad, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to shift and leap over to the book of Luke. Oh, yeah, it's word up tonight. I'm just humbled, and I might not be able to get all of this in, but we're going to try to get as much as we can, amen. We're going to the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 34 through 36. Are you still yet praying with me? Because I do thank God, because this is ministry to my soul. Hallelujah. Luke 21, verses 34 and 36. It says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with satiety and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The disciples were asking Jesus about what was going to happen at the end of days. And he began to let them know to not be, my God, overcharged and all, my God, embracing the drunkenness and cares of this life. That day would come upon us unaware. He said, for as a snare, it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Oh, my God, from glory. Hallelujah. He told us to watch ye therefore. He told them to watch ye therefore and pray always. Hallelujah. That ye may be able, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, here I got out of this, that in our promotions and in our, as God begins to exalt and put us in places and platforms and things we've never been, where we've never seen before, we can't get high-minded because there's a motive to this. It's a motive of soul winning. It is a motive of gathering, hallelujah, of reconciling souls unto God. It's the burden and the weight of the Lord. It's not for self, exaltation. It's not. It's because God knows what it is that he is elevating us for. Hallelujah. And that we have to be careful because he's saying watch and pray. That you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. So basically our motives have to be right before God. Because as we look back and caught how these Pharisees, what they thought about Jesus, he was standing, oh my God, in the truth of what God has sent him to speak and to do. Hallelujah. Unwavering, unshaking. And we know that Jesus, before he was crucified, he went and prayed and said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. And we know that the outcome is that Jesus went to the cross and we know that he got up after 3 days. How and why? Because he completed and he did the will of God that sent him. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, hallelujah, verse 1 through 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. How many of you know if you don't have patience, if you didn't have patience in your last season, you're going to get it now. Hallelujah. God's going to keep working on you and working on you till Jesus comes, that patience, my God, comes forth. So truly, the promotion is going to include some working of some patience. Oh, my God, help us. And verse 4 says, and patience, experience, and experience, hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. How many of you know that if it wasn't for the Comforter, no matter what trials and tribulations and experiences we would be going through, we would not have any hope. We would not have any help, my God, to endure. But the elevation, the promotion, God knows, in this season, you can be promoted in a position, but you can also be promoted to go to another level, deeper and higher, to grow, my God, in your patience, to grow in your experience, to grow, my God, in hope. Come on, somebody, are you yet praying? Hallelujah. Galatians 5, verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What we gather here out of here is the blessing of our first and second quarter of this new year, that wherever God has blessed us to stand fast and to continue to stand fast in, but oh my God, for glory, new level, new devil, come on somebody, we have to continue to be focused, that we have to be, my God, aware that we must stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. So wherever Christ has made us free, stand fast in it. No going back. Come on, somebody. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, my God, from glory. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, Jesus is speaking, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. We hear this scripture and have heard it many times, and the blessing of it is that Jesus is standing at the door. Hallelujah. He is the door, but he is making it known through the scripture that he said, behold, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you have any worries and anxieties and you're perplexed about, oh, God, it's a new season, you have promoted me, and I don't know what to do, I don't know how capable I'm not to be in this place that you're calling me to. My pastor preached on Sunday, amazingly, after all these things had occurred, and he came back from a vacation, him and his wife, and he began to speak about, my God, promotion. He began to speak about a new anointing. He began to speak about these very things, and I was flabbergasted. I was shocked, and I was like, oh, my God, my Jesus. Hallelujah. But the encouraging thing he said is, if you don't go when God is saying go, God's going to push you out. God doesn't want us in our comfort zone. He's going to push you out, and you're going to be where he told you to go. Oh, my God, from glory. So if we're feeling perplexed in this new level, in this new season, the encouraging thing of the scripture in Revelation 3:20 is Jesus is standing at the door. Not only is he a prayer way, he's there knocking, and he said, if any man hear my voice, we have to listen and hear what is the Lord telling us in this new season, in this new level, in this promotion. Come on, somebody, because we're already there. Hallelujah. When God has concluded that you have passed the test, promotion manifests. Hallelujah. So after the shenanigans that occurred, the same man of God came to me, and he had asked me to teach in Sunday school. I was like, oh, Lord, because, you know, I taught vacation Bible school for the children, stuff like that, and God have mercy on this program. But, you know, I'm just going to be honest, you know, I'm not in front of people. Amen, literally. But in Sunday school, you're there, and they're looking at you, and it's like, oh, my God, help me to, you know, bring out whatever I need to teach and explain. My God, help me. So I'm going to need y'all to be praying for me, because that's a place I've never been and never done, my God, in teaching grown adults. Amen. Hallelujah. And so the encouraging thing is Jesus is at the door, and we can come to him in this new season, in this new promotion, and we can talk to him. And he's ready, because he said, if you hear any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I will come in to him. Hallelujah. And we'll sup with him and he with me. It's like a communication. It's like a two-way conversation. His spirit with our spirit. His mind with our mind. His word, my God. That will, my God, we can replace it with whatever we would think. Hallelujah. And I began to think about the church of the Laodiceans in the book of Revelation. And the thing about that church was that it had a lot of what they thought of themselves. Come on, somebody. They didn't think they needed anything. And Jesus, he began to rebuke them. In verse 18, he says, of Revelation chapter 3, he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hallelujah. Zealous, having a show of zeal. Be fervent. Be passionate. You know, hop to it. Get to it. Repent. Be energetic about it. Be vigorous and my God, zestful. My God, and intense and purposeful to repent. Hallelujah. And repentance is to feel or express sincere regret or remorse about one's own wrongdoing or sin, to be sorry for and to be ashamed of, and to feel contrite about our sins, things that we have done, things that we have said, to see the error of our own way, to be conscience stricken and guilt ridden. My God, to repent and turn to God. This message about standing, having or maintaining an upright position in heart, in spirit, in mind before the Lord, growing in maturity and allowing the Lord to mature us the more to walk in his grace, to walk in his peace. So basically, two things happened when the attacks came to insult me. Not only did God bless me to pass the test, but they were insulted because I didn't respond to them. So to them, you know, they wanted me to, I don't know, perhaps just maybe tell on them. And so they can really try to put their foot down and say they didn't do whatever they did. But because I didn't respond, they didn't have nobody to go and say that they did anything because no one was brought into a conference room. Oh, but I went to God in prayer, and he helped me to continue to just walk it out and trust him. And I asked God to, whatever was in me that wanted to retaliate with my words or have a comeback or a quick response, I asked the Lord, Heavenly Father God, burn it out of me. Burn it out of me. Also, there's other examples about stand, being supported by one's own feet when you're standing up, literally, right? An attitude toward a particular issue or position taken in an argument or an attitude, a stance, a point of view, an opinion. Hallelujah, like and also a platform or a racket or a bracket, something that's standing still. Hallelujah. I pray that you're encouraged by this message tonight. When I began to think about promotion before these things happened, I thought about being in a place I've never been or a place of expectation because God has put things in our hearts and he's given us gifts and callings and talents and abilities. And sometimes when you feel like you're on the backside of the desert or you're on a shelf and you're not being used and you know that the Spirit of God has called you for greater, when you hear the word promotion, and sometimes, and I can't speak for you, but in my spirit or my heart, it's like, ooh, thank you, Jesus, it's about time. Because I want to do what God has put in me to do. But God knows how he is going to allow the gifts and the calling and my God, the abilities to go forth in this season. So the humility thing is, God, who, where, and when, and how, and what will you have me to say? Who are you having me to go to? What will you have me to speak about? Hallelujah. And it's on the flip, to be quiet in this season as the Spirit of God begins to deal with us because he knows those he is trying to reach. He knows what he's doing within us to transform us and to conform us and to reconcile us. So it's not just about the quote-unquote promotion and new level of doing something great for God, great exploits for God, but it's also about the inward man being changed, delivered. And if you haven't walked in a deliverance in an area of your life, trust that God, whatever he wants to do in this season, allow him to do that. If you find yourself prostrate at the altar, if you find yourself, my God, pouring out of your heart before God, and you say, wow, Lord, I didn't know. He corrects us. He rebukes us. He chastises us, those who he loves. Hallelujah. And that's the encouraging thing of this message tonight, in standing. We can't stand in our own strength, will, or volition that gives God glory unless he's the one standing in us, leading us, and helping us to hold our ground, to keep our stand in confidence and bravery and courageous, being courageous, knowing that I didn't get here on my own. And now that he has brought me here, I don't even know what to do next. Except he lead me. Come on, somebody. Except he guide us. Except he begin to nudge us and to deal with us and move upon our heart. And in closing, I began to think about this surprise earthquake that occurred today. And I began to share with some people about some things God dealt with me pertaining to earthquakes. Now, literally, we know that earthquakes happen when the earth is shifting in the plates and this and that, what the scientists have told us. And I often began to think and wonder, was it because of all of these heavy buildings that are going up and down the coast? But God is able to, when he made this earth, he knows what, you know, what weight and everything won't cause certain things to happen on the planet. Like you could, if you had all kind of high rises all over, even if they were able to, my God, have mercy, depending on the sea level, build a structure there and build a building way up there, it wouldn't mean that it would cause an earthquake. But we know that there's fault lines throughout the world. There's earthquakes that happen in the ocean. Oh, my God, from glory. But then I began to think spiritually about earthquakes. We know when Jesus was crucified that the earth quaked, and we know that the dead saints rose up out of the graves and that they were seen in the city. We also know that when Paul and Silas sang, they were in prison, and they prayed, and they sang, and they praised to God, that the foundation was shaken. And I began to think, as all the prayers have gone up from years, in years, for our own deliverance. Come on, somebody. For deliverance for our loved ones and family, and we're praying for the salvation of the lost. That there's a quaking and a shaking that we do not know that has already began to occur in their lives. So I'm believing God in this next quarter, my God, that not only souls will be one who will be shocked and surprised because we've been praying for them. Come on, somebody. That they'll come to God, maybe by nothing that you're saying, but by somebody else. But we're praying that God, through the shaking and the quaking, will wake up the souls out of their spiritual sleep and slumber. Hallelujah. And we're also, I began to also think about a breakout, a breakthrough, a breaking away, and a breaking forth. Earthquakes, spiritual earthquakes. When God is breaking something off of us, how many of you feel all discombobulated and you love your sin, God help you. You love your sorrow, God help you. You love your unforgiveness, God help you. You love your holding grudges. But God wants to break it off. Come on, somebody. And how many know that will in us does not want to? That the nature in us does not want to? The devil doesn't want you to. So there's a breaking and a shaking and a quaking that goes on in our thoughts, in our emotions, trying to figure out, am I going to look like a punk because I'm holding my peace and letting the Lord fight my battles? Come on, somebody. And I began also in conclusion to think about the fight between good and evil as we're praying and our prayers are going into the atmosphere. Like a spiritual quaking, a spiritual shaking, because we're praying that our prayers pierce through the darkness, pierce through the principalities, and go right to the throne of God. And how many of you know that the devil is not pleased for anybody to get a prayer through at any time, day or night? But when you begin to decree and declare, and to speak the word of God, the heart of God, what he's making known through his word, right back to him, even though he hides himself, he is celebrated because his word will not fall to the ground. Oh, my God. So his word shall stand. Hallelujah. He said all these things will pass away, but his word will not pass away. So let's give God some glory that only in him and only in his word will we ever really be able to stand. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to strengthen us in our stand, God, where the knees have been feeble, where the my God, folks have been tripped up and tripping and falling down and feeling, Lord, you know, that they can't get up. Some have backslidden and don't know in their mind because of what they're the jungle gym of emotions, they feel they don't know how to come right back to you. But all you're asking for them to do is to repent. All you're looking for us to say in this new season to you is yes. Yes, Lord. You want me to be quiet? Oh, God, I know no one said it was going to be easy. But yes, Lord. Lord, you want me to walk away from that drama and strife? Yeah, they want to keep talking, but yes, Lord. Lord, help us. Help us to focus on, my God, denying ourselves, allowing you to burn out the ego, wherever it wants to be self-exalted. We renounce it, and we reject it, and we let it go. And we humble ourselves to say yes to your will, God. Hallelujah. We know titles can't save us. Lord, you said, he that would be great, let him be your servant. But God, you came as a servant, serving, ministering, hallelujah, to the soul, having compassion, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to grow in our compassion. Help us to grow in our love. Lord, in this new season, Heavenly Father God, put a spin on it. Let us be more gentle than we thought we would have been had we not been changed. Let us be more peaceable. Let us be more joyful. Let us have your rest and your sigh of relief, knowing that you are carrying us, that you have our back, that you're going before us, that you'll lead us and guide us away from the things that, my God, have us feel, have a spirit of feeling self-exalted, oh God. Help us, oh God. It would be an oxymoron that we're not having those emotions and we're feeling more joy and happiness and freedom than we would have never thought we would have experienced in a new level. Because the world has taught us to be prideful and look at my achievement. But God, you want to carry us and lead us and show us and help us to walk in it. My God, walk before you perfect, walk before you in maturity, overcoming and excelling over ourselves and over the things the enemy wants to herald at us to instigate a response from us, to try to make us mess up and look like there's been a mistake that we're in this new position. Oh, God, but you all have already concluded, Heavenly Father God, and decided. So, God, we're asking for your mercy and your grace. We're asking that you will do your wonderful, mighty, excellent things, oh, God, and that this third quarter does not go out, that we don't go out of it, my God, hallelujah, unchanged, but even ready so much the more to be ready, God, for the next quarter. So, Lord, we give you all the glory. Heavenly Father God, we give you all the honor, and we're humbly saying, God, help us because we need your help to stand in the name of Jesus. So if there's anyone on the line that want to call in and give a response, I don't have rehearsal tonight, so it's okay. And if you want to give God some glory, you're welcome to call in and give him his glory. Hallelujah. If you don't want to call in and respond, it's still okay because God is still being glorified and exalted in the message tonight, because we know the Bible says that he is the Almighty God. He is the God that hides himself, yet he stands sure with his word. He hides himself, but he declares and decreed about what he thinks about you and what he thinks about me. Well, he doesn't want us to be high-minded and think about ourselves higher than we ought to think. Come on, somebody. But he wants us to humble ourselves as children, adults, but having a heart of a child. But we pray that God will continue to do his miraculous work of deliverance in us in this new season, in this new level, in this new purpose for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I pray you are encouraged. I pray your heart has been pricked, has been touched, has been moved. I pray like that earthquake happened today, that God, my God, hallelujah, began to move and some shifting some things. Now, this is a manifestation, hallelujah, a physical, earthly manifestation of a rumbling that occurred, of a movement that happened. And I've heard somebody say, so in the natural, so in the spiritual. There's a moving going on in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. There's a shaking and a quaking going on. Hallelujah. And I pray that it's the impact of our prayers before God, that we're praying his, not our will, but that his will be done. May God alone be glorified in this message and in our lives and in our hearts. For I decree and declare that nothing but good is coming the way, our way, from the north, south, east and west, above and around. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed of confession.
Think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the I'm only doing what God told me to do.